Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
It's getting closer to midnight. I tried to get closer to you.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Lear on the Line. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, everybody. How was everybody's first week back to work from the Christmas break? To be fair, I'm sure a lot of you probably haven't even gone back, not until next week. Well, maybe not a lot, maybe some of you. But I hope you had an amazing week. It's good to be back on the Friday episodes hype, on the Friday episodes. Guys, let me tell you about my day with my sister, right? So we went to get our nails done. And I haven't had my nails done in ages because I don't know if I said this, but I absolutely hate getting my nails done. It's so boring. It's painful. It is so boring. I don't really go on my phone because I don't like to be that annoying person where they're like, can you give me a fucking hand? Do you know what I mean? So I only go on my phone when I know that she's going to be a while on one hand. So yeah, it's just so boring, right? And also, I am that bitch that you could be doing the most hideous design on my nails. And I'm like, that is bloody lovely. What is bloody lovely? Apart from once, I did tell them, because he filed them down so short that it wasn't even, you know, when you turn your hand over and you see your nails poking above your fingertips, you couldn't even see them. I was like, wow, what a fucking waste of £40. You cannot even see the tip of my nails, right? He done them so short. And I was like, oh, and this is at the time where I used to get really long acrylics, right? So I was like, what am I going to do? And I was sat there like having, this wasn't today, this was a while ago. I was sat there having a proper dilemma in my head of like, what am I going to do here? Like, what am I going to do? He's just filing and filing and filing away. And eventually, he was literally about to paint. He was about to paint. I felt like such a, right? Such a, but I had to do it. I was like, I'm paying 40 odd quid for these. I had to just buck up the courage. And yeah, it might have taken me too long, but I had to tell him, I was like, I'm so sorry. They're just a bit too short. And the thing is, normally they ask you, like, is that right? You're happy with that length? Happy with that shape? Blah, blah, blah. So I kept saying to myself, I'm just going to wait. And when he asks me, I'm going to say, they're a bit short. But he didn't ask me. So I kept like looking at them and going like, yeah. But he was just not saying anything anyway. And then I just had to go, I'm so sorry. They're just way too short for me. Like, I've been trying to get on board with it, but yeah, they're way too short and they only get shorter. Do you know what I mean? When you wear them down. But I suppose they do actually just get longer, don't they? Just grow. But then how hideous. Anyway, so I was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he soaked them all off and had to do them again. I thought, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed. But at the end of the day, you have got to say it. It shouldn't have taken me that long. But I was, in all fairness, I was waiting for him to ask me if I'm happy. And he didn't. So maybe if he'd asked me if I was happy at the right time, you know, like once he'd filed and shaped the first nail, there would have been an opportunity there for me to say, hello, darling. Not too happy with that. Anyway, so yeah, apart from that, I will never complain. And my sister is the same, right? And we both decided to get the same nails today. We went for the rounded white tip square nails. I went to one of the girls who I know is pretty good. She's good. Okay, you can't go wrong. They're nice and thin. I don't like a chunky, thick acrylic. The shape's good. you know, she does it nice. I thought, brilliant, I'll sit in this chair. My sister went to a guy who's never done my nails before. So I didn't know if she was in good hands or not. Anyway, bearing in mind, my sister has her nail shop, right? But there was an hour wait in her nail shop. And we were like, fuck that. Let's go to mine. There was no one there. We should have known. It's been getting quieter and quieter, my nail shop. So, yeah, I don't think it's just us that have been having bad experiences. But anyway, so it's quiet. We sit straight down. Bear in mind, there's like 6 chairs to get your nails done in this nail shop. She sits one of us at the one end and my sister at the other end. Like, so we couldn't speak. So unless we were shouting across the shop, which we're not going to do, we couldn't, like, we went out for a nice little sister day. We couldn't even fucking communicate. So anyway, we were texting each other, right? I'm like, how's it going, sis? Like, how's the nails looking? She's replying to me like, I'm in agony. Like, this is killing. Like, it kills. She was like, I'm bleeding. I've got tissue all over my hands. I was thinking, whoa. And she said it was like, you know when your dad shaves, right? And he comes downstairs, he's got patches of tissue all over his face. She was like, that's literally in my hands right now. I was like, dying to see it. I was like, I'm gagging to see these hands, right? She was bleeding. All her cuticles were bleeding. She said that her nails were like throbbing, like she was in so much pain. And then she was done quite a bit before me. And my sister was having an anxiety day, right? If you're an anxious babe, you know that some days you can literally, you're so fine, you feel confident, you feel good, like you can just be out there, be, you know, hi babe, yeah, yeah, yeah. Other days it's like, hello, yeah, hi, can I get a full set please? Oh, and like, she was having an anxiety day. So I was leading the way today. I was the one that had to walk into the shop. Well, we had like an argument outside, not argument, but it was always outside, like, you go in first. No, because for some reason, I do this all the time. I'm absolutely okay with walking in the nail shop and saying, how long's the wait, please? But I think it was the sister in me was like, you fucking do it. And she was like, just go in there and say how long for 2 full sets. No, you do it. And then outside, you do it. Anyway, so yeah, she was having an anxious day. So I was leading the way. Hi, how long for 2 full sets, please? Blah, blah, blah. Like, and I'm texting her, she's in agony, she's bleeding, right? Then she's finished before me. She comes and sits next to me. And she literally looks like she's going to cry. I was like, what the fuck have you just been through up there? She showed me her nails. She was like, they are absolutely howling, right? She was like, they are hideous. She showed me, they're like bridges. I can't explain it, but they're like hooks. Not when they're growing down and curling down. It's like from left to right, of her nail bed was like an arch, like each nail was like a big bridge, like, I know it's just really thick with acrylic. She said that when he was doing the acrylic, like, it was like dripping off when he was painting it on, like it was like flooding off. But anyway, and she couldn't say nothing, and so I felt really sorry for her because they cost like £45 for a fucking white tip. And I think that's extortionate, especially when she's just nearly bled to death. She's texting, I was like, we're losing her. She's losing too much blood. Anyway, so I was like, oh, fucking hell, sis. Like, you've had a bit of a nightmare. And we're talking about it, but really quietly, because we don't want to be rude. We're not going to be like, what the fuck, right? So then we're talking about, and I'm like, oh, I don't think they look too bad. Like, it's fine. Like, maybe give them a little file when you get home. And she was like, yeah, I know. It's just really annoying. Like, look at them, right? And I was like, yes, they do look quite bad. And she was comparing them to mine, who they look kind of slay, right? And I was like, man, they do look quite bad. Anyway, the girl that was doing mine was like, is everything all right with them? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. But like, we're just talking about the shape, but the shape's a bit weird. And she was like, oh, yeah, to be fair. And then we waited for the guy to come back to have another look at them. He sits down with my sister again and just starts filing them shorter. And my sister goes, oh, like, honestly, don't worry about it. Like, you, they're just going to get shorter. Like, don't worry about it. Please don't worry about it. And then it all starts like getting into this big kerfuffle and everyone's getting involved. And the two women that are also now doing nails as well, including my woman as well. So there's like 3 women and the man that did my sister's nails. And there's obviously more people in there at this point as well getting their nails done. So it's so embarrassing. And it's this all big discussion. And then they're like all arguing between them, and my sister's like, honestly, don't worry about it. Like, I was just saying about the shape, but it's not a big deal. Like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. And then he starts finding them again. And my sister said, oh no, please, like, don't worry, because they're just going to get shorter. I don't want them any shorter. And then the woman who works there went to my sister, asked for them longer then. We were like, I'm sorry, whoa. Like, what do you mean ask for them longer? Like, it didn't make no sense. We was well confused, right? And then she was getting involved and said to my sister, like, what don't you like about it? And my sister, bless her, like, she was having an anxiety day. The last thing she wanted was all this attention. And then she's like, no, I'm not, like, whinging, I'm not complaining. I was just literally saying to my sister that the shape was just a bit different. I've never really had this shape before, like, trying to be polite. And she was saying, like, they're arched. And she went, well, if you wanted them flat, you should have asked for them flat. Sorry. We have to say, hiya, can I get a full set, please? But can I have them, like, touching my hands, not raised above? Thanks. Oh, and my sister, bless her, she had, like, tears in her eyes. And then we left. It was like, what the actual fuck? Like, that was hell. That was horror. And then we went to Subway, right? Bear in mind, we got soaked in the rain. Like, we went to her original nail shop, which they are so lovely in there. Like, they are the nicest people ever. But it was too busy, went to mine, had an absolute nightmare. Then we're getting soaked in the rain. And then we're going, right, I'm fucking hungry. Let's get a sub. We went to Subway. And I was like, can I get a wrap, please? Yeah. And then he straight away takes the wrap to the salad. And I was like, whoa, no. Because normally I always get a wrap. I only ever get wraps, okay? And they always just heat up the meat in, like, the oven-y, microwave-y thing, whatever it's called. And then they do the salad after with the hot meat in the wrap. Because otherwise, nobody wants hot, soggy lettuce. Hot, soggy cucumber. So anyway, I said, oh, can I have the meat heated up, please? And he said, I can't open it. And I was like, no, just, like, can I just have the meat heated up with the cheese on, like, blah, 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 and then we'll, like, do the salad, you know. And then he was like, so you want me to make the wrap and then get the meat out? And I was like, no, darling, no, literally, what is not making sense? And I was trying so hard just to be like, oh, no, sorry, like, I'm one of them people that, I am making perfect sense. You are the one not getting it, but I will still apologise. Like, oh, no, sorry. What I'm trying to say is, can I just put, like, the chicken? Can we heat the chicken up and then just put that in the... And he's like, no, I can't... He was, and then he's like, yeah, I can't wrap it otherwise if it's hot. And I said, darling, I normally... Okay, don't worry about it. And then my sister was like, what's going on? I said... I just want a hot chicken, man. Their chicken's dry as fuck when it's cold. And then he's talking to my sister. And then now somebody's queuing behind me. I was like, fucking hell. What is going on today? I just wanted a bit of hot chicken tikka. Anyway, and then he's like, oh, you just want me to put the chicken in? I was like, yes, darling. He said, oh, of course. I said, brilliant, right? So we're finally on the same page. The chicken's being heated up. We're making up the salad. He's like, what salad do you want? I said, can I please get, this is my order, by the way, if anyone's curious. Can I please get lettuce, cuke, loads of olives, please. Bit of red onion. Not too hard on the red onion, because the breath is honking after a Subway. The breath is its own thing, right? It is a unique smell, Subway breath, and it's all down to the onion. And some red peppers on there, please, honey. And can I get some light mayo, right? He's like, yeah, of course. Chicken makes its way over. Chicken's in. Mayo. Little drizzle. I'm a saucy girl in both ways. Red. No, but seriously, ask Jamie. I have more sauce than food. Like, in my McDonald's fries, I'm scraping up that sweet curry dip with one fry. Okay, like, I love my sauce, I love my dip, I love a saucy wrap, saucy sandwich, loads of butter, loads of mayo, like, that's me. So anyway, I was like, oh, sorry, can I just get a bit more mayo, please? Can I get a bit more mayo? And he basically emptied the whole bottle into my wrap. And me and my sister, I think because of the day we was already having, we lost all composure. And I didn't even think before I speak, and I went, oh, fucking hell. It's like, can I have a bit more mayo, please? Yeah. Literally empties the whole bottle. I was like, oh, brilliant. A bit more, please. It's like, fucking hell. And then he did the same on her. She got a sub and he put loads of mayo on there. And then we just sat in the car in silence eating our mayo sandwiches. It was nice though, I won't lie. The thing about Subway mayo, bang him. But yeah, so we just had the day from hell, although my nails are looking absolutely gorgeous, I will admit. But I just think 45 quid for French tip, like white tip, is a bit atrocious, especially considering like they don't give you a nice like hand massage after. Like I used to go to this place in London and it was the exact same price, but they'd properly prep your nails. They'd give you like a little hand massage when it's finished. It was really nice vibes. They was really quick as well. This one, you're fucking bleeding walking out the door. Like, I need to change nail shops. I think I'm going to go to my sister's one, because I used to go to my sister's one, but then I moved to this one. But yeah, I think I'm chickening out. Yeah, yeah. But anyway, that is my day. Who's watching the new Michelle Keegan series? It's really good. I recommend it. I'm on episode 6 at the moment. So I'll probably get that finished tonight, darling. Finished Berlin. That was brilliant. EastEnders has really dropped off. I'll be honest. I'm not sure where all the drama's gone. Not loving it. Like, where's all my girls at? Keanu is just rotting under a table in the calf. What, no one can smell that? Do you know what I mean? Like, dead bodies, apparently. The way I'm like, trust me, dead bodies stink. No, you know, it's just a well-known fact. But yeah, apparently they smell, and I don't know how. There's not even a dog been sniffing around outside that calf. Like, do you know what I mean? Also, they've literally, Rocky's gone to prison for setting the calf on fire. Surely that calf is now a crime scene that is going to be investigated. Let me drop a little something here. There's a dead body under the fucking floorboards. So did they think that one through? I'm not too sure. But anyway, yeah. Oh God, I've just spent nearly 20 minutes talking about this fucking nails and Subway mayo disaster. Has any other disasters happened today? Oh my God, guys, I'm amazing at painting. Did I say this in the last ep? I probably did. No, I think I said I was gonna do it. Anyway, the last 3 days straight, I have absolutely smashed out this painting, and it is definitely my new hobby. It's not good for the old back, mind. My back is breaking. But I don't know what it is. I'm actually fucking good at it. I painted the most beautiful sunset beach with waves going through the sea. I did copy it, mind. This is the thing, right? I can't just paint something. I can't just think of a picture in my head and paint it. Like, I really wanted to paint a lily, right? But for the life of me, I could not think about what a lily looked like. I was like, what the fuck's a lily look like? Like, who knows what a lily looks like? So I had to get a picture up of a painting of a lily and just copy it. And bear in mind, it was amazing. I won't lie. Like, it was actually really good. Like, maybe even better than the one I copied. Not going to lie. Modest. But I don't understand people that are so talented that they can just picture something and just paint it. It's crazy. Like, you picture a beach, you can picture where the sun's going to hit the water, you can picture how a wave looks when it's crashing into the sand. Like, how are you so intelligent and so talented that you can just picture it and just paint that? It's crazy. You guys are so talented. You know what, like, people that paint dogs and stuff, like, I used to be friends with this girl that paints dogs. Like, that's literally her business, you know, like the ones that look so real. I'm sorry, I painted my dog. It's very good. Like, it's given cartoon, but it's good. But I'm sorry, how are people so good at painting that it looks real? Like, what It's insane. I was always so jealous of people that was really, really good at art in school. I never did art. Do you know what? People that had really neat handwriting, still to this day, I've got the shittest handwriting. I can barely write on a straight line. I'm really not neat at writing. And I was so fucking jealous. Did we all copy someone else's handwriting as well? Because I used to copy this girl called Megan's. I copied her handwriting. So now I've got like writing dysmorphia. Like I just don't know what my real handwriting is. Like some days I write like Megan. Some days I'll just do like this italic thing. Sometimes I've got like some weird wriggly writing shit going on. I don't know. I don't have my own signature handwriting. Do you know who has really neat handwriting? Jamie. He writes like a princess. Like, it is so pretty. His handwriting is so stunning. It's like a royal. It's amazing. He's also very good at art, actually. He's really good at art. So I'm going to get him to paint me. Paint me. I was going to say paint me a nice picture, but I'm going to get him to paint me. That would be cool. All right, guys, I haven't even said what this episode is going to be. I've just been chatting and catching up. But that's why I was just in the mood to do that today. I was just proper in the mood to just sit back, relax, and catch up with the girls, you know? So today, this episode is going to be all about how to be that girl. Now, obviously, I know not all of my listeners are girls. It's just a figure of speech. So don't worry. To my gaze, you're still that girl. Do you know what I mean? We love you. But it's basically going to be what's in this year, what's out this year, how we're taking care of ourselves this year, what we're doing to stay motivated, you know, all these kind of questions we're going to be chatting together. So I'm really looking forward to this. I hope you guys are feeling good today. Thank you so much for joining and tuning into this episode. I love you. I appreciate you more than I can ever explain. Please, if you have 2 seconds, leave me a 5-star review or rating, depending if you're on Spotify or Apple. Or the rest, actually. Love you. Yeah, it means the world to me and it really, really helps me out. So thank you so much for being here with me today. And let's get into the episode. Thank you so much for listening to Leah on the Line. Head to leahontheline.com to send in your dilemmas and confessions. Remember to follow on socials to see visual clips and get involved with the weekly debates. Enjoy the episode. Love you. Okay, everybody. So whilst we are here on a Friday episode, I wanted to use this opportunity to remind you all that you can always suggest any Friday episode ideas. If you want to do a confessions episode, send me in any confessions that you have, babes. I'm sure a lot of you might want to get some off your chest, you know, moving into the new year. Let's get things off our chest that maybe we did in 2023 or before and move into 2024 with it released from our life and our energy, you know. What else? If you have any updates, of course, send in your dilemma updates. We love the updates. But yeah, any Friday episode ideas, anything you want me to talk about in particular, whether that be another breakup episode, friendship dilemmas, career, manifestation, anything you want, guys, let me know because I am absolutely here for it. I love hearing your ideas. Okay. So this episode, as I said, is going to be all about how we are going to be that girl. Okay. So my first question for all of you is, what is out in 2024? And that does not mean fashion trends or makeup trends. It's about what is out in terms of your energy. What are we letting go of? What are we not? What habits are we letting go of? Whatever it is, you know? So let's have a look.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Oh, look, for me, so far, it's been vaping. A lot of you may not even know that I was a vapor chick, right? Oh, cringe. But yeah, so if you guys remember when I was a single girly, I was going out, not loads, but like I would go out drinking, partying, like, woo, party chick, even though I really didn't even enjoy it that much. And that's when I would like vape. When I'd go out like vape, like anyone got vape? And then it started by I would just continue to use that vape the next day. And then before you know it, I had a vape in my hand every second of every fucking day. And I hate it. Like it's so bad for your health. Like I can't fucking breathe properly. I can't sing like I used to be able to sing. My stamina is just horrendous. It's just, it's a horrible habit to have, right? And I never used to. So I was like, what? Why have I done this? This is so pointless. And I decided, I was having a nice lavender bath the other night. It was literally the night before New Year's. Actually, I think two nights before New Year's Eve. And I thought to myself, do you know what? I felt so good having a proper self-care night. I had an everything shower. I had a lavender bath. And I was like, I feel so good. I feel so at peace. I feel so in love with myself and my higher self and my energy. And like, you know, and I thought, well, I'm going to get out of this bath and have a fucking puff on a vape. Like, it's just not the energy. So I was like, you know what? New Year's Day, I'm done with it. And I have done it. And I'll be honest with you, to anybody that vapes, which I know there is a lot of people in our age group generation that are vapors. Okay. The word vapors, or like I vape, like it cringes me out, but it's just, there is no other way to say it. Right. Yeah. Anyone that is a vapor, let me tell you, it's actually not as hard as you think. What I noticed is that it's such a habit. It's not even that I'm craving this like nicotine hit. Like it's not that, right? It's literally that I'm so used to it. So normally, while I'm podcasting, as soon as I say, you know, let's get into the episode and there's a little break and there's music, that's when I'll take a hit of my vape. So I've just noticed that it's a habit. I would be doing my makeup brush in one hand, fucking vape in the other. I'm vaping and blending at the same time. That is so pathetic, right? It's so embarrassing. Like when I look at it, I'm like, what are you actually doing? Like what? And it just became a habit. Like I was just so used to having it in my hand that's sort of what became the problem, like having it in my hand all the time. So that's the only thing, not the only thing, like obviously, yeah, but it is the hardest thing was noticing just not having it in your hand. And you know what? All I want to fucking do is eat. Like I want something in my hand to put into my mouth. So I'm like, I want sweets, I want crisps. I just want a constant snack going on, which is not good. But yeah, I feel really good about it. I feel like I won't vape again. Like I genuinely don't. Don't get me wrong, when I'm on a night out, I might be like, anyone got a vape? Anyone got a vape? What flavour you got? cringe, seriously. But, like, I'm not going to be a sober vapor. I really won't. So, yeah, that is out for me. And this is your sign. If you have been meaning to do it, do it. Like, just do it. Just fucking chuck it in the bin. Chuck it in the bin now. That they're so shit for you. And do you know what? It's not even the physical reasons I did it. Like, obviously, I'm a health anxiety queen. So I know a lot of you are like, this doesn't make any sense why you would vape. But whatever. Okay. But it wasn't so much that. Like, obviously, that was just a massive plus of cutting it out, was the physical improvements in your health, right? But it was also just a mental thing. Like, I don't want to be somebody who depends on something or like has an addiction to nicotine or like has a constant fucking puff. Like, I got to the point where like I go to the cinema for watch a 2-hour film and I'm like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to vape for 2 hours. Oh, like, are you actually joking? So yeah, I'm being very open and honest because I feel like it ain't cool. Like, obviously I would never mention it before, so it's not because it's not fucking cool, but I do also want to encourage anybody that did pick up vaping, or even, to be honest, any just bad habit that you do want to let go of. Like, I do want to encourage people where I can to make healthy life choices, you know? So yeah, that's what's out for me. What else is out for me? I really want to practice beating imposter syndrome. And I definitely give it a kickstart last year. I went to big events that terrified me. I went to an event alone. Like, I definitely did things I would never imagine I could have done. And that is what I want to continue to do. So in 2024, what is out is saying no to things I really want to do. Yeah, that makes sense. What else is out? Laziness. Like, I think this also ties into like somebody that vapes, and like, it makes me feel lazy. Like, all of it as a collective, like, I'm not going to events, I sit at home and I fucking puff on a vape, like, and I feel lazy and unproductive. So just being lazy and not doing enough with my life, not seeing enough, not spending enough time with people, that is out for me. I just want to prioritize my own happiness. I think I spent so much of last year being like, why am I so unhappy? Why is my life so stagnant? And like, doing fuck all about it and like not actually going out and chasing anything. And when I look back, I think, you absolute idiot. Like, did you not add the dots up together and like realize you are a product of your own? Like, do you know what I'm saying? So yeah. Okay, let's have a look what's out for you guys. Being a people pleaser. Absolutely. I'm with you on that. Putting pressure on ourselves. Toxic workplace environments. Yes. Trying to make people like me. Klarna and Clearpay has got to go. Vaping. Yep. Worrying over pointless shit. Vaping. Being a doormat. Yeah, babe. Good for you. That is out. Energy sucking friends. Okay, that's a brilliant one. Negative self-talk, overworking, my situationship. Oh yeah, good girl, love that. Good girl. Feeling like I'm chasing. Yeah, absolutely. Unnecessary apologizing. Oh, that's a really good one. I think there's so many of us that have that habit. Oh, sorry. Do you know what I mean? Talking bad about yourself. Yep. Putting myself down and being confident. Overthinking. Not being myself due to worrying about what people will think of me. Overthinking. People pleasing. Going back to my toxic ex. Yes. Vaping. Taking things to heart. Yeah. Do you know what? I think taking things to heart is a difficult one, because I think being sensitive is a really good thing. But we definitely need to draw the line between being a sensitive, emotional person who is emotionally available, in tune with their emotions, and someone who takes too much on as their fault and it's personal and it's, you know. So yeah, I'm with you on that. That's something I can definitely practice this year as well. What is in 2024? Okay, what are we doing? What are we doing different? Living and not just surviving. Absolutely, I'm with you on that journey. Cute down-to-earth Insta dumps. So lush, so cute. I want to jump on with that as well. Appreciating the small things. Lovely. Self-love, knowing my worth. Re-wearing outfits. Yeah, let's get over that. I wear the same fucking outfits over and over and over and over and over again. Of course I do. More cardio, exercise for the heart. Oh, lovely. Oh my God. Oh my God. I've just realized something for the first time in 26 years of living. Is this dumb? Did all of you clock? I'm fucking dumb. I'm an idiot. How did I not? Right, okay. I've just realized cardio. You're saying exercise for the heart. I was like, oh, it is. Like, you know, it raises your heart rate. It's all good. That's literally why it's called cardio. Because cardiovascular, like cardio. Like... cardio literally means heart. I literally just thought it was the name of a type of exercise. Like weight training and cardio, which I know it is. But it's called cardio because cardio was literally your heart. Wow. How am I so dumb that I never clocked on that? Wow. Beautiful. Okay. But yeah, I'm with you. I definitely want to do more cardio this year. Good routine, reading. Oh yeah, I really want to get into a nice book. I think it will help me sleep better. So my mum bought me some beautiful lavender sets for Christmas because I really wanted them. I mentioned it to her once and she absolutely spoiled me with lavender sets. I was so excited. Had the most beautiful lavender bath. Slept like a baby that night, by the way. So I'm like, I really want better sleep. That is in for me in 2024. Better sleep and getting up earlier and going to sleep earlier. Because I go to sleep at fucking 4 a.m. It's a joke, right? So I need a lovely book. Now, let me tell you the kind of books I like. I like pathetic books that are like fucking fanfics that are just ridiculous. I love that shit. I used to read, who remembers, like Danger and Danger's Back? The Justin Bieber fan fictions, right? I read these books in uni that were really similar. Like he was like a bad boy and like she was like a girl next door, like from out of town, like, and they like fall in love and he's like, yeah, like it was just honestly such a good book. Like I want another book that I can get sucked into. Like I love a romance book, but I need some drama in there, but nothing too dramatic. Actually, maybe, yeah, I don't know. So if anyone has any recommendations just based off of what I've just described, please hit me up on my DMs. Okay, back to you guys. Exercise and positive vibes. Beautiful. Drinking more water. Yeah, do you know what? I need to do that. I need to carry my bottle around the house because I've got one of those big Stanley dupes. And yeah, I love that bottle. I need to carry it around the house with me more because I just keep it next to my bed. So when I get to bed, I drink a lot of water, but then I'm pissing all bloody night. It's really not good for my better sleep idea that I've got. Time with friends and family. Yes. 70-30 eating approach. I'm not sure what that is. Okay, love it though. Self-love, self-care, going with the flow. Feeling confident, absolutely. New job, yes. Studying for my post-grad degree. Wow, babes. Trusting yourself and shamelessly making decisions that are best for you. Self-love and not giving a fuck for focusing on yourself. Positive energy and lots of traveling. Gorgeous. Yeah, okay, lovely. Fitness and self-care. Quality time with my boyfriend, meeting new people, travel, journaling, meditation, gym, taking a rest. Oh, that actually is beautiful. You cannot burn out, okay? Everybody, this is your sign when you feel that burnout coming on. It's okay to just stop, right? Productivity, skincare routine, which brings me on to one of my next questions, actually. What is your self-care must-haves? Okay. Because I knew lots of us would be prioritizing self-care in 2024. I feel like we're all getting older together, okay? We're getting to that age where it's like we're settling down with the skin, you know, the evening skincare. We got to protect it. We got the SPF out in full flow, right? What are your current self-care must-haves? So let's have a little read. Candles, yeah, beautiful. Cuticle oil, lovely. Being able to ask for alone time and not feel guilty about it, especially with a partner. Absolutely. This is crucial. Me and my sister were saying earlier, we love our alone time. I feel so much more productive when I'm alone. Like, I love the days where I am home alone. I love these days. I will do so much more productive, positive shit that day. And I feel good when I have a day like that every now and then. I fucking love it and I enjoy it a lot. So yeah. Boundaries. Yes, absolutely. SPF, face mask, tinted moisturizer. I find it way better than fake tan. Do you know what's my favorite tinted moisturizer? Is the Garnier one. Garnier, the orange bottle, is really good. Also, the Palmer's one is really, really good. Is it called Palmer's? Yeah, like the like cocoa butter one. Yeah, they're really good. Hair oil, a good cleanser, gentle hairbrush and silk pillowcases. Body exfoliation, face mask, calming music, sleep pillow spray. See, I really want some lavender sleep pillow spray, but I'm so scared it'll break me out because I've got such sensitive skin, especially to fragrance. I really don't want to be sleeping on it. Maybe I should spray like my headboard. That's not a bad idea. I don't have a headboard. I just realised it's fucking metal poles. I'll think that one through. Gradual tan moisturizer and my podcast. Oh, lovely. Cozy PJs. Oh my God. I'm such a PJ girl. It's a joke. Honestly, if anyone ever needs to buy me a present, you're safe with PJs. I'm sure you guys are the same. To be honest, even a massive t-shirt. If someone bought me a big baggy t-shirt, I'm in heaven. Right. Oh, this girl says, girlies who struggle with sleep, get yourself a weighted eye mask. Best thing ever. I have never heard of them. That's interesting. Let me imagine that. Okay, I might have to invest. Once a month, I book a massage. Wow. That is absolutely the life I want to live. Do you know I've never ever had a real massage? I'm too nervous. It makes me really nervous. I think, you know what? I'm going to do it. In January, I'm going to book a fucking massage. I am. I'm going to do it and let you know how it goes. Fingers, I'm so fucking ticklish. I'm really ticklish. What kind of massage do you get? Like, what do you say? What do you do? Never done it. Like, what do you do when you go in there? Someone please send me a DM and tell me what I'm supposed to say and what I'm supposed to book. And if you live near Somerset, please give me some recommendations where to go. All right. So my next one is, how are you becoming that girl in 2024? Okay. Let's have a little look. Okay. New gym plan, new job, and no man. The rhyming really helped with the delivery there. That was power. Love it. Lovely. Somebody says, I'm in my journal era. Beautiful. Focusing on myself. New job, so better routine. Listening to more audiobooks, journaling, and meal planning. Beautiful. Maybe I should try an audiobook. Getting up earlier. Yeah, I'm with you. I'll be doing that as well. Decorating my bedroom in the beach girl theme. Oh, I've not seen that. It sounds so happy. That sounds like such a happy vibe. I feel like I want to redecorate my bedroom. I'm kind of sick of it. It's very boring. Sleeping, eating, and moving. Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Hitting the gym, setting my goals and working towards them, getting my driving license. Guys, are you going to hold me accountable to this? Because I've said I'm going to do it this year. All right, well, we'll see, won't we? I will. Vision board. Yes, I did my vision board, guys. She's beautiful. Hopefully it all comes true. Setting goals, reading more books, focusing on self-care and fitness. Lovely. Read more, digital planning, vision board, journal and meditate more, self-care sessions once a week. That sounds amazing. Early rises, more walking, more reading. Yep, I'm with you. Really going to knuckle down on saving and be consistent with my workouts. Yes, saving, that's a big one this year. Not caring what others think, eating my greens, prioritizing me, solo dates, using my walking pad while working from home. What's a walking pad? Is that like where you like, it's like a treadmill? Let's have a little look, because I'm actually intrigued what you're up to while you're working from home. Walking pad, let's have a little look. Oh yeah, it's literally one of those treadmills. Oh, where you like, you put your laptop on it. It's basically a treadmill. It's basically an at-home treadmill. Okay, darling, that is fucking genius. Like, you're sat there, stood there, walking, doing your work. Oh, I'd really pack that in, to be honest. If that was me, I'm not going to lie. I'd be like, oh, that. I'll be on it for a couple of days. And then I'm back sat on my ass drinking my coffee. And it's folded up, getting dusty down the side of the wardrobe. But you're going to do it. You are going to do that. So well done. I have all faith in you. Well done. I love you. I am feeling so motivated after this episode and all these. You've actually really given me some great ideas and advice, guys. So thank you. I love you and appreciate that so much. I hope all of you guys are feeling good off the back of this episode. I hope that you feel, you know, you might have taken some ideas, some inspo. You feel like, oh, she's doing what I'm doing this year. Woohoo, like, this is great. Also, on that note, reminder, there is a post on the Leah on the Line Instagram page. It's actually pinned now, where you can go and comment where you're from, what your interests are, or look at all the other comments, find somebody that lives near you or sounds similar to you and pop them a message and just make friends. So if you are hoping to make friends in the year of 2024, this is your sign. You already have one thing in common, and it's that you listen to Leah on the Line. So yeah. All right, guys, let's wrap up the episode. Stay for the outro. Okay, I loved this episode, guys. I hope you did. I hope you really enjoyed it. I hope you're feeling good and positive and motivated, because you can all do this. Whatever it is that you are setting your mind to this year that you want to accomplish and achieve, you can do it. I just feel like 2023 was such a strange year, although I've heard so many people say like, this was the best year of my life. Like, and I'm like, whoa, that's actually crazy. Like, isn't that so funny? Like, so many people have different experiences. Like, everyone's life is just so different. And we're just all in this living thing. And we're just all together. Like, I find something really beautiful about that. And I feel really connected to people. Like, on moments like this, when we're all connected, we're all going into a new year. You know, we're all leaving some things behind, people behind, whatever, habits, whatever, in 2023. And we're all moving into 2024. And we all, you know, it's just crazy. I don't know. I love people. I'm such a people person. Okay. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all of your responses for this episode. Thank you for bringing it all together. Thank you for basically, this wouldn't be an episode. This wouldn't even be a podcast without you guys. So yeah, I love you and I appreciate you. Please remember, if you do have 2 seconds, to leave a 5-star rating. I would love you and appreciate you more than anything in the whole world. So yeah. All right, guys, I hope you all have an amazing weekend, whatever it is that you're getting up to. If you're getting drunk, don't text your ex, text me instead. And I'll speak to you on Tuesday for a brand new episode. All right, guys, I love you. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.